concerts, and Beth Lomax Hawes got them together, and they recorded some very interesting blues. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org, and we are listener-supported public radio. We'd like to thank all of you out there, that all of you who contribute annually and keep these programs going. We couldn't do it without you, and we thank you for that support. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It's presently 11 a.m. Here is Luther Allison.
Thank you. been my teacher. You know time has been my enemy too. You know I found the way to make you happy, baby. But you know you found another man to make you happy too. You think I'm a fool? You're on that piece of wood. I don't know. You make me do you like that. Oh. Oh, that's what you think. I just have a living to make, baby. You don't know what you're talking about. What's your ass? You don't know me. Yeah. Fat mouth. Go on. Fat mouth. I don't care how much you say. Do it to you anyway. I'm gonna, yeah, I'm gonna squeeze. I'm gonna squeeze, and the whole world gonna know about it. And like, you might as well come on now. You might as well get in the groove. Come on, I'm gonna squeeze.
From 1974, that was Luther Allison with a number called Luther's Blues. He was originally from Arkansas. When his family left there, they took him with them. He was about 12 years old at the time, something like that. They moved to Chicago, where he ended up hearing a lot of great blues. Got to play at some point with the Howling Wolf while he was still very young. And Freddie King took him under his wing. And he was heavily influenced by the sort of West Side School of Chicago blues, people like Otis Rush, Magic Sam, and others. He ended up in the 70s moving to Paris, France, and stayed there for the rest of his life, with the exception of travels back to Chicago to play Chicago blues festivals and also to do recordings. Luther Allison brings us into the third hour of 4 hours of blues for you here on a Friday on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and that's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. Luther Allison has a blues-playing son by the name of Bernard Allison. He worked for a while in Coco Taylor's band. He's had a few discs out on his own, from one that came out back in the year 2002. Here's Bernard Allison on guitar and vocals with a tune called I Want to Drive You Home.
drive you home.
It on your doorstep on a moonlit night. You did me wrong before. You can't make it right. You thought it was so easy. You didn't have a clue. Marie Laveau's my homegirl. I put a hex on you. I put a hex on you. You better watch your back. I'm hiding in the shadow. There ain't no turning back. Your luck is changing. You don't know what to do. You know you had it coming. I put a hex. A voodoo gree-gree and a piece of your hair. I said an incantation. You ain't got a prayer. I burned your picture with a black cat bone. Stuck a needle in a doll that looks like you alone. Gone and crossed me.
me over. I put a hex on you.
Candy Kane from her disc Superhero that came out in 2009, a number, of course, called Put a Hex on You. Before we heard Candy, we heard Bernard Allison from his disc Storms of Life, and that one came out in 2002. He did a number called I Want to Drive You Home Again. Bernard is the son of the late Luther Allison. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Tracy Nelson. She has some rather deep roots in the blues. She's been a West Coast performer for many years, founder of the band Mother Earth, but she was in Chicago in the 60s and recorded her first album there. She recorded one of her most recent efforts back in 2011. The disc is called Victim of the Blues. Here is Tracy Nelson from that disc doing an old Percy Mayfield tune.
Stranger in my own hometown. I am like a stranger. Stranger in my own hometown. So-called friends ain't friendly. They just don't seem to want me around. Years ago, but my hometown won't accept me. I ain't welcome here no more. I am like a stranger. Stranger in my own hometown. My hometown won't accept me. They just don't seem to want me around.
Suppose I was telling the truth now. There'll be no way for me to get over you. Oh no. But I'll keep pretending. I'll just keep on pretending and whistling in the dark. When I was a baby child, I'd always run away and hide. You know it's true. Always thinking they could never know how much I cried. Don't tell me so. Those days are long gone, but some nights I still feel the same. I know you're leaving. I think maybe I only got myself to blame. But I'll keep pretending. I'll just keep on pretending. I'll just keep on pretending. Whistling in the dark.
Geneva Magnus from her disc Stronger For It. That one came out last year, Whistling in the Dark. Magnus originally from Detroit. And before we heard Magnus, we heard someone originally from Wisconsin. We heard Tracy Nelson from her disc Victim of the Blues. Tracy, again, doing an old Percy Mayfield tune called Stranger in My Own Hometown. Tracy lived in Chicago for a while and got to meet some of the blues greats such as Muddy Waters, Howling Wolf, Otis Spann, and others. And she and a lot of other, I guess, young white kids at the time really, really got into the blues in that area and, again, were introduced to some of the great Delta blues players. We're going to turn to an album that was recorded back in 2004. It's called Buried Alive in the Blues, done by a group that calls themselves the Chicago Blues Reunion, and they were mainly made up of the people I just described. Tracy Nelson's on some tracks, so not this next one. Barry Goldberg, Harvey Mandel, Nick Gravenites, Corky Siegel on some. Anyway, an interesting disc. Here is the title track. Once again, a number called Buried Alive in the Blues.
All caught up in a landslide. Ooh, bad luck pressing in from all sides. Got fucked up on my easy ride. Buried alive in the blues. It's Sunday morning, everybody's in bed. I'm on the street, I'm talking out of my head. This dumb brick wall ain't heard a word I said. Buried alive in the blues. I'm buried alive. Buried alive in the blues. I refuse to be the one to accept all the blame. Somebody here trying to pollute my brain. Buried alive in the blues. Now all you people, you can walk on by. You could not make me laugh, could not make me cry. Well, ain't no use, cause you know in a landslide. Oh, bad luck pressing in from all sides. Got bucked off my easy ride. I'm buried alive in a blue. Now all you people, you can walk on by. You could not make me laugh, could not make me cry. Well, it ain't no use, 'cause you know I buried alive. Buried alive in a blue. When you're buried alive, worse than jail.
I'm buried alive.
It's a sad situation, 'cause there ain't no bail.
I'm buried alive.
Try at the top of your lungs, well,
I'm buried alive.
Nobody hears you.
I'm buried alive.
Scream at the top of your lungs, well, there's ever nobody there for you. When you're buried alive,
I'm buried alive.
Buried alive, been buried alive.
Alive.
Been buried alive,
been
buried, yeah.
Alive.
You're buried alive in the blues. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Buried Alive in the Blues, again live from 2004. That was Barry Goldberg, Harvey Mandel, Nick Gravenites, and a host of others. They call themselves the Chicago Blues Reunion. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And it is time to take a look at some of the music going on around the area throughout the weekend and on into next week. Tonight, a funk band named Machete plays at Artmosphere. Jason Harrington appears tonight at Blue Dog Cafe. Jim Voorhees and the All-Nighters will be at Posadas on Ambassador Caffrey. There'll be a Merle Haggard tribute at the Blue Moon Saloon this evening. Walter Jr. appears at Imonelli. Lerone Rubin at Charlie G's tonight and tomorrow night. Jambalaya will be at Randall's this evening. Paper Chain People at Bisbano's. Also tonight and tomorrow night, Kurt Boudreaux at Tokyo Sushi Live. Dan DeSandro Trio plays the Poor Bar and Winery in River Ranch this evening. Tomorrow morning, Andrew Thierry will be at Café des Amis in Bro Bridge for his Zydeco breakfast. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a Cajun jam at Vermilionville, and those jams take place just about every weekend here in Lafayette at Vermilionville. Tomorrow evening, Donnie and the Pool Dudes will be at Artmosphere. The band Fights plays Blue Moon Saloon. PT and the Cruisers appear at Blue Dog Café. Cheater Pipe will be at Bisbano's tomorrow. And also tomorrow evening, the Pine Leaf Boys will be at La Poussière and Bro Bridge, and Joe Simon and the Cajun Hearts play Liberty Theater in Eunice, which is carried live here on KRVS. Also, a lot of Zydeco taking place throughout southwest Louisiana throughout this weekend. And one of the bigger events and longer-running events will be the original Southwest Louisiana Zydeco Music Festival that takes place in Plaisance around Opelousas. Tomorrow, music kicks off around 11 a.m. with Step Rito. Also playing tomorrow at that event, Nathan and Zydeco Cha-Chas, Chubby Carriere, Leon Chavis, also Jamie Bergeron, Little Nate and Zydeco Big Timers, Wayne Toops will be appearing, J.J. Kaye, Jeff Floyd, Patrick Henry, and others. So it's going to be a long, long day of great Zydeco tomorrow at Plaisance. Again, there are other events taking place relating to Zydeco throughout the weekend. If you'd like more information on those events, you can check out the website zydeco.org. And on Sunday, Allons Avec Moi will play at the Blue Dog Cafe for a brunch. Also on Sunday, Matthew Doucet and friends will be at the Café des Amis in Breaux Bridge. L'Esprit Cajun will be at McGee's Landing Sunday. Gino Delafosse at Whiskey River. Zydeco Ray at Randall's. Megan Brown and friends play Preja on Sunday. Also on Sunday, Horace Trahan and Austin Express will play for a Bal du Dimanche at Vermilionville from 1 to 4 p.m. Monday nights, every Monday, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Tuesday is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere and Jazz Night at Bisbano's. Wednesday night, just about every Wednesday night, there's a Cajun jam at Blue Moon Saloon. And this coming Thursday night, there'll be a special evening honoring Carol Fran taking place at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And Carol, of course, is receiving the National Heritage Fellowship Award and is going to be feted for her many, many years in music, in blues and R&B in southwest Louisiana and, well, throughout the Gulf Coast. The band Rue Boogaloo will be performing with special guests including Chubby Carrier, also a Little Buck Senegal, and David Egan. This takes place again at the Acadiana Center for the Arts next Thursday evening. You can check them out on the web to get more details of that event. Well, with all the great Zydeco that's taking place this weekend, we're going to turn to a classic track. A lot of the early Zydeco was great jump blues, R&B. And so case in point is this next number done by Clifton Chenier, Tous les temps en temps. And if you can't move, if you don't want to move your feet on this number, please check your pulse.
What am I doing? much for me. Too much evening stealing going on. I'm tired of you taking my money, running around with your honey. That's too much for me. I'm not talking about hearsay. I'm telling you what I've seen. You've been riding your honey around in a great big limousine. That's too much. Too much cheating going on. I'm tired of you taking my money, running around with your honey. That's too much for me. Well, my visa's gone. I can't find my American Express. Your honey got all that gold hanging down in his chest. Oh, that's too much. Too much cheating going on.
Cheating and Stealing, Texas Johnny Brown from his disc Nothing But the Truth that came out back in 1997. Brown, originally from Mississippi. His blues career started when he was just a boy, and he traveled around with his father, and they would sing and play blues in various venues. Then he ended up in Houston in the late 40s, where he played guitar behind Amos Milburn for a while and ultimately became a studio guitarist, backing up people like Junior Parker and Bobby Bland and others. Finally came out on his own. It's had a few albums out now, a few discs out. He was preceded by, of course, Clifton Chenier. We heard Clifton doing a number, well, one of his own compositions, Tous les temps en temps. That was recorded back around 1973, 1974 by a couple by the name of Ron and Faye Stanford. They got an NEA grant and came down to Louisiana and recorded Cajun Creole and Zydeco music and put it out on an album called J'étais au bal, music from French Louisiana. It's a really, really wonderful album. I don't think it's still in print, but great, great recording by Clifton Chenier. And again, a lot of good Zydeco taking place during the Labor Day weekend here in Acadiana. We're going to turn now to a guy, well, like Texas Johnny Brown, very young when he started out, maybe not as young as Texas Johnny Brown, but he was 16 years old when he recorded it, this next tune. Here is Marquise Knox from his disc Manchild.
Let me tell y'all a story, let me tell y'all a story. I want to talk about my baby. Yes, I want to talk about my baby. She's all right, she's all right. Yes, my baby's all right. I'm going to sing to y'all about it.
morning, where the blues came from. Everybody wondering. In the lowland, red off of my country farm. When you're in trouble, blues is a man's best trouble.
From 1965, that was Otis Spann on piano and vocals with a number called The Blues Never Die, Muddy Waters and Pee Wee Madison backing him up on guitars, James Cotton on blues harp, and of course at the time, Otis Spann was a pianist with the Muddy Waters band. He joined Muddy in 1953 and stayed with him until 1969. Before we heard a little classic by Otis, we heard Marquis Knox from his disc Man Child. That one came out in 2009. Again, Marquis was 16 years old at the time. He was on guitar and vocals doing a number called She's the One. We're going to turn to another former member of the Muddy Waters band, this time Junior Wells. He was with Muddy Waters for just about a year in the early 1950s, 52 actually, and he was drafted in 1953. Here he is in 1965 with Buddy Guy on guitar, Junior Wells on blues harp and vocals doing Early in the Morning.
Now when a girl reaches the age of 18, she begins to think she's grown. And that's the kind of little girl you can't never find at home. Come see me early in the morning, baby, about to break a day. my pillow. And where my baby used to lay. Pick up. One drink of wine and two drinks of gin. A pretty young girl put me in the shape I'm in. Come see me early in the morning, baby, about the break of day. Lord, y'all saw me hug that pillow where my baby used to lay. I'm kind of crazy about this girl, you hear? A juke joint. I peeped through the door. She was doing the boogie woogie in the middle of the floor. Come see me early in the morning, baby, I'm about to break her day. Lord, you should have saw me hugging my pillow where my baby used to lay.
Drive me across your lawn. blade act. That really cuts good. But I'm a cross-cut saw. Just bury me in your wood. I'm a cross-cut saw. Baby, just drag me across your lawn. I cut the wood so easy for your woman. You can't help but say I know. Now watch this.
Albert King. Albert King on guitar and vocals, recorded in Memphis back in 1966 with a tune that he pretty much made his own, Crosscut Saw. Whenever you think of that tune, well, most people think of Albert King. It was first recorded, though, by Delta blues man Tommy McLennan in Chicago back in September of 1941. Before we heard Albert King from 66, we heard Junior Wells from 1965. Junior Wells on blues harp and vocals doing a number called Early in the Morning. Again, he had Buddy Guy backing him up on guitar on that particular number. And you're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. This program is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also by listeners like you. Many of you out there do support us with annual contributions. We'd like to thank you for the support. Those of you who aren't yet members of Public Radio, we hope that you'll consider becoming members. You can pledge securely online at krvs.org. We have to have increased membership and continual public support in order to keep these programs going. So if you're not part of the team, please consider joining us. Again, you can do that at krvs.org. We stream live audio from that address, and we also broadcast on air at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up at 12:01. We'll be back at 12:06, and of course have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, coming up at 1 o'clock. American Roots with Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. And to take us on up to news time with NPR, Rory Block with a little number from her disc, I'm Every Woman, a piece, a number called Guitar Ditty. Thank you.